Thank you for downloading this week's devotional from Truth Matters Church, Contending for the Faith, one verse at a time. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. Paul wrote in Philippians 1, verses 8 to 12, "For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God." Continuing his warm and very personal greeting, the Apostle Paul lauds his deep love and affection for the believers in Philippi. Throughout this entire opening passage, we can see Paul's pastoral nature pouring through as he affirms the joy that this church brought him. Looking at the Greek text here, there is one very interesting word that stands out right away and points to the heart of this introduction. In English, the word affection in verse 8 is from the Greek splagnon, which means guts or even bowels. Young's literal translation renders this as the bowels of Christ. But remembering that Paul was a Hebrew, this begins to make some more sense, as the Hebrew culture considered the gut as the core or the seat of our innermost affection and compassion. Paul loved this church with all of his heart. And like all good pastors, Paul prayed that these believers' love would abound still more and more. Clearly, they were already exhibiting Christian love for others, but this serves as a good reminder that we can always love more. Is there really ever a way to love a person too much? And we're not talking about the emotional Hallmark movie love here, but the agape love, which is sacrificial, it's unconditional, and it's not tied to fleeting and whimsical feelings. This is the love that the Lord has for us, and likewise He commands us to have for our brothers and sisters in Christ. This love also needs to be rooted in truth. Paul says it should be with real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent. The idea here is that in our Christian walk, we should be growing in godly wisdom, exercising good spiritual judgment, and being careful to approve what is excellent, which in the Greek has more of an idea of what we carry or even bear on our backs. And I really like the picture that this idea of bearing or carrying paints for us. There is so much bad or even useless baggage that we can carry around in life. So Paul is reminding believers here to be cautious and not get bogged down in life's worries or meaningless endeavors. Instead, in wisdom and discernment, through the study of Scripture and through prayer, we are to carry what is important, and that is love, the gospel, and ultimately truth. In doing so, we allow the Holy Spirit to further sanctify us and to make us sincere and blameless until the day of Christ. And that day is the future glorious day when our Lord returns for us. Through all of this, we bear the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ. As we learn from John 15, we must rely on Christ to do the good work in us. Jesus said, "As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." When we are firmly attached and abiding in Christ, we bear eternal fruit. This is not something we can do on our own. It is absolutely impossible. See John 15, verse 5. Therefore, as Paul says here, the outcome of our fruit bearing is all to the glory and the praise of God. This is such a heartwarming passage and exemplifies the true, deep joy that each one of us can experience when we love one another and when we abide in Christ. Thanks again so much for listening today. Please be sure to subscribe to Truth Matters Church on your favorite podcasting platform or mark us as a favorite on Sermon Audio. Have a blessed day.